Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are always online at npr.org/Bryant Park. We took a look for the most emailed, most blogged, most commented, and most popular stories on the interwebs. So let's get to the most. I believe Ian is going to go first.
Yes.
Sitting in for editor Trish McKinney today.
Yeah. So we miss you, Trisha.
We do. Feel better, Trisha. And Cassie, too.
This is a most emailed from my hometown paper, the Charleston Daily Mail in Charleston, West Virginia. It's not a story about West Virginia. It's a story about the opposite of West Virginia, Brazil. It's an AP story, headline, Brazil Samba Group Condemned for Holocaust Float Parades with Gagged Men and Women. I'll explain. You know, right now it's Mardi Gras, which means it's also Carnival in Rio. Carnival is like Mardi Gras times college plus awesome. And there have been parades going on for like 3 days. But this one group came up with a kind of protest float for the parades, which had a dancing Hitler and mannequins representing Holocaust victims. There was a kind of court case, and the float ended up being banned. Now the group that created the float, and they also created some other, you know, pretty controversial floats, one with hundreds of samba dancers wearing electric chairs.
What?
Anyway, so...
who are these people?
Well, a Jewish organization protested, and a court upheld the protest. The group responded by saying, you know, you don't build the future by burying the past, and... a representative from the Jewish rights group said, well, no one wants to bury the past. And in fact, there's one thing that the Jewish community is renowned for, and that's its refusal to bury the past. So this was a big controversy. And now the Carnival group that came up with all these controversial floats has a protest float, protesting, being protested. And they, you know, they're running a float that's basically about their right for free speech.
Wow.
All right. Yeah. I had no idea Carnival was so political.
I know. Who knew floats could be so much trouble?
Yeah, I don't think it was until that float came along.
Caitlin, you're back.
Yes, I am. The story I have today is most emailed and most viewed at Yahoo News. Some sad news for fans of General Hospital. The loss of Shel Kepler, who portrayed nurse Amy Vining for over 20 years. She passed away on February 1st in Portland, Oregon. Those of you who are fans of the show may remember Nurse Amy. She was the adopted sister of Laura Weber Spencer and the aunt to Nicholas, Lucky, and Lulu. Those are Laura's kids for non-fans. Amy followed her sister to Port Charles and became a candy striper at General Hospital. She later graduated to a full-fledged nurse and became a fixture at the sixth-floor nurses' station, where she was sort of a gossip and really was spreading the gossip around Port Charles.
You know what's crazy? Those people grow up on those shows
and stay
there forever.
20
Must
years.
Must be a good gig.
Yeah.
Interesting. Dan?
Hey, guys. I got a most viewed here from Chicago Tribune. The headline, Fat People Are Cheaper to Treat, study says. And this is kind of turning conventional wisdom on its head. A lot of people figure that people who are obese, also smokers, cost our healthcare system a lot of money because they tend to just statistically to have more illnesses. But this study, which comes from the Public Library of Science Medicine Journal, Dutch researchers put it together, actually says the opposite. It says that obese people and smokers are cheaper to treat because they die sooner. And so,
it's so grim, but...
Fact.
If you're going to live to be 80-something years old, you're going to, over the course
true.
Of your life, rack up a lot of medical bills. If you're going to keel over at a much younger age, you cost less. And that leads us to our segment coming up next about king cakes, which are sitting outside the studio right now and look quite delicious.
Oh, my God, it smells out. The whole airlock there smells
really?
Like a big, giant king cake.
We're going to do what we can to...
Better write out my will and last testament before I...
We're going to do what we can
to
save
the... airlock? Do we live in a submarine?
Yeah, we do.
It's sound lock. I meant to say sound lock.
We're going to do what we can to save the healthcare system a few bucks.
All right.
In the next segment.
Matthew.
I have the most popular at the Salt Lake Trib, and this says something about the people at Salt Lake City. Number two most popular, ongoing Britney saga creates own economy. And it's all about how the media is ramping up coverage on Britney. They're paying extra reporters, lots of overtime. Pictures for Britney are getting more expensive, and so they're selling for more to all of the glossy mags. And we talked to somebody from Portfolio Magazine a couple weeks ago just about the economy
of Britney Spears. This kind of plays into the whole thing. But as we know, Britney was admitted to a hospital for some psychiatric evaluation, and her father was put in charge of her welfare, and Britney does not want him in charge of her welfare.
And by welfare, you mean money.
yes, exactly. She's very, very upset about it, I heard on the radio last night. And so, number two, most popular at Salt Lake Trip. I'm not sure what most popular is. Commented, viewed, clicked
probably
on.
Clicked on.
I should call them and find out what they mean by most popular.
Follow up on that, Matt. Mine is a most emailed from the Seattle Times, and the headline is Costco's newest supplier, The Sun. Costco getting into the green business. They are installing skylights and solar panels in some of its massive warehouse clubs. Six stores in California and Hawaii already have the solar panels. Seven additional stores are going to get them this week. They cost $745,000. Does that sound right? Six figures.
$745,000.
Yeah,
$745,000. Yeah, you can never read those. That's how much they cost each, and they don't make the money back for 3 to 5 years. And they say this is not just something that's nice to do anymore; it's imperative.
Nice.
There you go.
All right. Yay, Costco.
So, on so many levels, yay Costco.
Pounds of oil.
I know. I love buying in bulk. Isn't it the best?
But it is a depressing warehouse kind of scene, so I'm glad that there'll be some natural light.
Natural light. Okay, that's the most. You can click through to all of these stories on our blog, npr.org/Bryant Park. Thanks, everybody. Stick around, because we have King Cake tasting in about 5-6 minutes.